Blog Talk Radio. passionate, progressive, and profane. Confronted with the fierce vengeance of God, the purpose of the Christian faith is not to isolate us from the joy, the pain, the sunshine, or the rain that life brings. Instead, the purpose of the Christian faith is to insulate us for the good, the bad, and the ugly that accompany life, and in so doing, prevail. Such insulation enables us to confront the power to be racist and not retreat, not give in to intimidation, nor disconnect from what's happening around us. That's what we hear a lot of people are saying. I'm just checking out. Well, I hope you check in real quick and participate in our democracy and not give in to Trumpocracy, but participate in our democracy with integrity and dignity. In the words of James Baldwin, we can disagree and still love each other unless your disagreement is rooted in my oppression and denial of my humanity and right to exist.
Amen.
You see, James Baldwin, my brothers and sisters, is not just part of our heritage. His spirit provides inspiration, instruction, and direction for us in the present and into the future. These are wilderness days. Those were wilderness years for the Hebrew people. During that time in the wilderness, it was a time of vulnerability and uncertainty. us for such a time as this. To allow this time to, yes, become a time of formation and preparation, a time of mobilization and participation, and a time to see how he, my brothers and sisters, that we can set up for this.
You're listening to Black Noise Radio as we listen to Holman Methodist United Church on Adams Boulevard in South Los Angeles. Pastor Saul's presiding.
Now, he said, by way of research and scholars, that it shouldn't have taken the Hebrew people 40 years to get to the promised land. Amen. They have been wandering all around in the wilderness, amen, for a variety of reasons. And so at some point, the Lord said to Moses, now look, y'all, you're just going around in circles, amen. And you're going around in circles for a variety of reasons. And I believe that for such a time as this, this text is tailored to teach us how it is that we can get around whatever molds you that became a mountain in our lives. In the first place, you can get around your mountain, my sister, my brother. We can get around this mountain when we don't allow this obedience to mess up our direction. You see, they were in the wilderness for about 40 years because of disobedience. You see, they were in the wilderness for 40 years, my brother and sister, because they wanted to do their own thing. They were in the wilderness for 40 years because of their own arrogance. They were in the wilderness for 40 years because of their own ignorance. They were in the wilderness for 40 years, my brother, my sister, because it was about my way or a highway, God. This is how we go do this. And the Bible teaches us, my brother, that obedience is better than sacrifice, especially obeying how God is inviting us to live lives of integrity, live lives with dignity, and to facilitate the humanity and the dignity of those around us, and the integrity of all of creation. Through some
going through. n'abantu bangiki
musanu sizonda nina musanu sizondele ngoma
nina bantu bangiki nyankuza
musanu sizonda
ngwenza
lokho musanu sizondele ngoma wazani sizothungeke njobe bani
ayi
ayikinenzeka ngaphandle kokubonisana
wathi namfana
sahlala phansi sabonisana kwavela ingoma
wayinikumalinje
wayitshalise lonke
ngoba nakhona bashaya ucinge landelandelanda
Too many folk trying to just roll on easy
That's right.